Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That's the sound of the doorbell, which means it's time for the vibe check. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Let's get to our friends this morning and set the tone for the week. Breezy, where are they at?
Our friends, who we haven't heard from in a minute, Nico and Steven.
Yeah!
Vibes are up today since we almost have all of our Christmas shopping done. Got to work some overtime this week and some extra money greatly helps. I love you guys so much. We love you guys so much.
Just a heads up, Nico and Steve, we're going to need you guys in the studio January 3rd, which is that Friday, two weeks from this Friday, right? That's going to be our two-year anniversary show. So love to have you in the studio with us. Don't go to work that day. We're going to need you guys in here with us.
Come through.
Celebrating. Breakfast pizza. Donuts. Drinks, shots,
crew necks, t-shirts.
Oh my god!
You on air?
You guys on air? Yeah.
Prizes. Yeah, we're just making stuff up, but
no, we'll get it.
No, we will. We're speaking it into existence. We're manifesting it. So,
just like the Halloween party.
Oopsies. Whoopsie daisy.
What a bash.
That was really something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so love you guys, Nico and Steve. Love you, love you, love you. Yeah, speaking of which, so obviously this is our last full week of work before we have Christmas and break and all of that stuff. With that being said, January 3rd is our 2-year anniversary. We survived a 10 car pileup together, Moose and I.
Yeah, we sure
that
did.
Day. It was the worst day of my life. Not to be dramatic, but it was pretty bad. I called my boss. I was like, I think this is where the road ends for me. He's like, you worked your entire life in this career. I'm like, yeah, well,
our first show was so bad. According to us, I'm sure there's some people.
Literally, people listening are probably like, I don't hear any different. There's no difference whatsoever. It was bad. But
we got a clip somewhere, right, from our first day on the air together.
Yeah,
Where is that?
I played it last year. It was
terrible, right?
Try it Tuesday. We didn't talk for 3 minutes. You're a radio medium. No one can see you. No one knows what you're doing. Got it. Thank you.
We basically tried doing this segment called Try Tuesdays, where we do a trend on TikTok. So we took DeSorona and mixed it with Dr. Pepper, and it's supposed to taste like what?
I don't know. We don't know.
It's like there was silence for 3 minutes while we sipped this.
I was like puking. I don't know. It was super weird. Anyways, we've come a long way. So we want to celebrate our wins and our, you know, coming up from the ground zero. So what we want to do is we want to celebrate with all of you, and we want to bring listeners. We want to bring four lucky listeners on the air, one an hour, and just celebrate. You know what I mean? Just absolutely get after it. So if you want to be one of those lucky listeners, I don't know how we're going to pick, but text in 585-252-9900.
I'll figure it out.
This person says, I'm absolutely manifesting good vibes. I'm struggling this Monday. Oh gosh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We're so sorry to hear that.
This person says, Breezy, how can I vote for you? Voting is closed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you had your chance.
You did. Good morning. Happy Monday. How was your weekend? Our weekend was great. Thank you for asking. How was your weekend, Moose?
I crashed a Christmas holiday party Saturday night at a company I do not work for, and it was a blast. It was so much fun. Went to Tony D's, snuck into the back room, open bar all night. Cutlets, all the cutlets you want. Cigars. It was a lot of fun. It was my buddy Nick's holiday party. I think there was 200 people back there.
Hi, Nick.
But we got after it Saturday night. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm very excited the Bills won yesterday. Was a little nervous, but they defeated the Lions 48 to 42. Other than that, yeah, it's basically our last full work week here at the studio.
Yeah.
Before the holiday. So there's a lot to look forward to. I went to the Eastview Mall on Saturday afternoon. Oh, my God.
How'd that go? Yeah.
I mean, it's what you would expect. It's a nightmare in there. Trying to walk through the mall.
I don't know why you would do that.
My buddy convinced me to go with him. I'm like, all right.
Why are you always going to the mall with your friends? It's super weird. What are you, 10?
What they got?
My mom's going to drop us off at the mall. It's like, what?
What about all the other people that are there? Are they 10?
I don't think they're with their friends. I think they're just shopping and getting, like, I want to go in alone, get this done, and leave.
What difference does it make?
I just feel like you go to the mall with your friends a lot. And it's giving middle school. Do you guys go take pictures on the Max at the Apple store?
We did go into the Apple store together.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love that for you.
You don't.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just got an email from an employee. She's out today. She's been out since 09, so I don't know why they're emailing. What else? I mean, yeah, the vibes were good this weekend. I had 3 Christmas parties. I moved.
You moved too, yeah.
I was so miserable yesterday and exhausted that I was like, I'm not going anywhere. My friend's like, are you coming to the game? Are you coming to watch the game? I'm like, no, I live in Fairport now. I don't leave this area. Thank you. But I have
big
a lot
Fairport
of,
energy.
I have a lot of cleaning and not cleaning, like organizing to do today. It's a tough scene.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's like, when is it going to be done? I'm like, I just moved in 1 minute ago. She's like, everything has to be put away now. I'm like, oh my God.
Good luck
relax.
With that.
Good luck. Relax.
By the way, anyone go to Elf in concert over the weekend?
How was it?
God, text us. If you went, you won tickets here, text us. Tell us how it went. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. All right, guys. Coming up for the big story of the day, I'm just going to get into, I sent the weather balloon up this morning. And I'll give you all the details of what this week is looking like. But I'll tell you what, 48 for the high today. We'll take that. It's the very emotional weather. Are we going to have a white Christmas? Who the hell knows? But I'll tell you what you can expect for this week coming up. For the big story of the day on PXY. Stay there. Too sweet on PXY mornings. Moose, breezy. Let's talk about the weather for a second. 47 for the high today. We'll take that. Let's send this weather balloon up and see what we come back with.
I hate you. Literally hate you.
Several waves of rain going to move across western New York today during the next 48 hours. This should wash away, I'm assuming, most of the snow, the ice, the salt, all up until Wednesday afternoon. And during this time, you can expect relatively mild temperatures with readings well into the 40s. Like I said, today's going to be 47. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 48. We will see some rain. But like they mentioned, it's going to wash away all of that salt. It's really tough getting a car wash every day. And I've done that for the last week. Yeah. Every day.
Gotta do it, especially with your new wheels.
With the new whip, yeah. However, so they're saying the weather pattern will begin to flip for the second half of the week with colder temperatures returning Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In addition, early indications are that small amount of snow will likely arrive during that time. So the winter season officially arrives this Saturday, and it will feel like it's going to feel like harsh winter conditions will likely continue throughout that entire weekend. Rain and wet snow will be possible by late Wednesday and possibly turning to all snow for Wednesday night as the temps are going to start to drop into the 20s. There's nothing more beautiful about winter is when it snows and then it just pours outside and everything turns brown.
And it's ice. And now you're sliding off the road. So.
Everything is literally brown and muddy literally and gross. Brown.
Interesting.
Hey, welcome to Western New York. Yeah. All right, coming up on the show.
Is that the big story of the day? The weather? That's I love it.
Slow news day, I'm sorry.
I think that it's so wild because you really don't know until you try. And that's my mantra in life. You don't know until you try. You don't know until you ask. And I wasn't planning on selling this specific item, although in my mind, nothing's off limits when it came to moving my place. But I put it up anyways, and the response I got, it was another silent auction in my messenger.
It blows me away that anybody was even interested.
I agree.
In purchasing this one item from you.
I agree. But they did. And I made it, but I made my coin. What is it? I want you guys to take some guesses on the text line right now. 585-252-9800. And we'll get into it next.
I think it's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
All right, we'll talk about it coming up on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 16th of December. What's up, guys? 47 for the high today. Now, Breezy sold this one last item in her apartment. You moved out this past Saturday.
Yes.
You're officially a resident of Fairport.
Yes.
We'll get in the next hour how sad that was to say goodbye to your place. But you sold this item, which some people would find it to be absolutely disgusting.
I think there's a couple things that you can't or shouldn't sell or buy used. I think I would argue that this is one of them. Especially from, and I think there's exceptions to rules, right? I would never buy something like this from somebody used that I didn't know. Maybe if it was like my mom or a family member, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Okay.
I also don't know if I, and you know how like money, let's call it money cautious I am.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know if it's more so like just you getting out of your own head of being like, it's not that gross. It's just the sentiment of it.
So this is the last thing that was standing in your apartment, and then people went into a bidding war. What was it? What did you sell?
I sold my mattress. I sold my entire bed set. So I sold my bed frame, my mattress pad, three sets of sheets, duvet cover.
Oh, they wanted
decorative pillows.
They wanted the sheets with it?
I sold everything.
See,
I did it in a bundle, so I didn't have to deal with anything.
585-252-9800. How bad of an idea is it to purchase a used mattress? Would you do it? I mean, I think it helps if you know where the mattress is coming from.
Right.
I also think it helps to go inside these people's homes because you're going to have a great idea of the lifestyle that they live. Are they slobs? Are they dirty? If they are, you sure as hell don't want to be sleeping on their mattress.
It doesn't matter at this point because everything was out of the house. You know what I mean? She did come in my house.
How long have you been sleeping on that mattress for?
So here's the situation. It wasn't even mine. It came with the old apartment that I lived in.
Oh, this mattress has been around this city.
Period. Period.
You know, when you think about it, though, guys, I know a couple people are texting in right now like, ew, that's disgusting. But at the same time, we all sleep in hotels and hundreds of people. Hundreds of people have come through in your room that you're staying in and slept in that bed.
That's why I think I'm trying to justify it in my own head of like, is this actually gross or did we just deem this gross and now it's gross?
I think
because listen. The mattress itself, like I never, the mattress itself is protected. Like I have sheets on it and then under the sheet I have a mattress topper and then under the mattress topper I have a mattress protector. And then under the mattress protector I have a plastic.
Yeah, you see, you know what I mean? You do like, all that. All the old people that moved out of my old building in Los Angeles when I was moving out. Some of these people throughout the years that took their dirty mattresses and put them by the dumpster, I have never seen anything so foul in my life. I'm like, oh, what happened to that mattress? Pee stains, blood. I'm like, just murder scenes. Yeah. I'm like, you're going to sell that? See, that's the type of stuff where you got to be very cautious.
So I almost let my, I don't know, inner dialogue get the best of me and think to myself, well, no one's going to want to buy this. Like, this is disgusting, right?
No, people will buy anything.
And I put it on Facebook anyways because I was like, you know what? Someone is going to want a deal, and I'm not asking for much. I'm asking for $100 for all that stuff I just named. That's not a bed frame's $100. You know what I mean?
That's pennies.
So I was like, let me just dabble. And there was a bidding war in the DMs.
How much did you sell it for total?
I ended up selling it for, I think, $150 because she was like, I need someone to help me like take it out.
Okay.
I was like, okay, yeah.
All right, that's no problem.
And I was like, I was planning on doing that anyways. And she ended up taking, I ended up giving her a lamp, a piece of artwork. Because I was just like, you want this? Take it. I don't have any use for it anymore.
Natalie just texted in and said, a girl I met through my first internship bought a bed used that someone had died in. She was aware someone's grandma died in the bed, but she was poor.
Hey, when you're,
you
down,
do what you gotta
when you're
do.
Down bad, you're down bad. There's nothing you can do. This person says, I'd buy it, but you best believe I'd be there with a black light before.
Hell yeah. But you also have to take in bed bugs into consideration.
Well, I mean, I don't have bed bugs. If I had bed bugs, then I would
in general. A used mattress from somebody and then going into their home to get it. I saw a guy pick up a used mattress onto the side of the road. He's like, yeah, I'm going to tie this to the Prius, put it on the roof. I'm like, people are brave, man. Unless he was trying to flip it and get a buck.
Very brave.
But that's a lot of admin.
I mean, I'm proud of myself for sure because I made a lot of money moving.
You did. Yeah, you got rid of
it. I want to move every day just to make money.
Okay.
I mean?
Well, yeah, you start stealing stuff.
I don't know. I mean, it's not out of the question. Let's just say people will buy literally anything.
Who was the person that came and bought your mattress from you?
Her name was Charity.
But like young, older,
I don't know,
middle aged,
like mid-30s.
Okay.
She had a van. We shoved the queen size mattress in the back of the van. This person says people use Airbnbs and stay in hotels doesn't seem much different.
As long as
it's coming from a good home and there's no bed bugs in it, who cares?
I know that's what I was saying. We all stay in hotels, and God knows the I had to back in the day all those extended stay Americas I had to stay in. Ugh.
Right.
There were people that lived in those hotel rooms down the hall. They were there for years. Yeah. They've been in there for years. It's like low income rooms that you can just rent by the month and turn it in your apartment.
Weird.
I'm like, oh, the smells coming out of those rooms. I don't miss it at all. Look at a shady extended stay America in Oakland.
Been there.
Where are those gunshots coming from?
Oh my God.
All right. Well, if you are going to buy a used mattress, go into Spencer Gifts in the mall, purchase a black light for $25 and figure out what you're getting. Okay.
And honestly, no shade, no shame. You do you, boo.
Yeah.
If I'm benefiting from it, then I mean, I'm all for it. 98 PXY.